With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump will attend a long-running charity dinner next month, but Kamala Harris will skip the event, the first candidate to do so since the mid-'80s when another Democrat skipped the event.
Since 1960, it's been a tradition for presidential candidates to attend and speak at the Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York. Trump has accepted the invitation for the event, which takes place 2.5 weeks before the election. Harris, however, will skip the event in favor of campaigning in a battleground state. The dinner, benefiting Catholic charities, traditionally has been used to promote collegiality, with presidential candidates from both parties appearing on the same night and trading barbs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Marco Rubio expressing doubts about the FBI.
Senator Rubio told CBS he trusts rank-and-file FBI agents to do their jobs as they investigate the two assassination attempts, but said he's not so sure about mid-level and upper-level management. Citing what he called the Bureau's history, Rubio noted that multiple people in the FBI faced charges or were fired for misconduct for the way they handled issues regarding then-candidate Donald Trump just 8 years ago. Bob Agner reporting.
A California man who was abducted in 1951 when he was 6 years old has been found alive. The Mercury News in San Jose, California reported that Luis Armando Albano had been located living on the East Coast. His niece took an online ancestry test in 2020, and it showed her DNA was a 22% match for a man living on the East Coast. Investigators were able to find him in June, and he was able to fly to California to reunite with his family. Broadway is dimming its lights this week for the late actor James Earl Jones, Thursday at 6:45 p.m. to honor the life of the two-time Tony Award-winning actor. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes on sexual abuse. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The denomination's executive committee has voted to establish a department whose only purpose will be to prevent and root out abuse in local congregations. Spokesman Jeff York tells Baptist Press, quote, "We have had two task forces that have done difficult and hard work, but it's time to stop talking about what we're going to do and take an initial strategic step of action that puts into place an administrative response to this issue." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there is now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K-12 private school tuition. This is SRN News. More records are broken on Wall Street.
Stocks edged higher in quiet trading on Wall Street, enough to mark some more record highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its fifth weekly gain in the last six. The Dow added 61 points. That's about 0.1%. Both indexes set their latest all-time highs last week. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.1%. Tesla closed higher, wiping out the last of its losses for the year. The electric vehicle maker added 4.9%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 3.75%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Boeing says it's made its best and final offer to striking union machinists, saying it's increased raises to 30% over 4 years and is offering larger bonuses in comparison to the proposed contract that was overwhelmingly rejected by those on strike. Aerospace engineers at Boeing say they will not take furloughs during the strike. More details at SRNNews.com.